back out at the Champaign County Fair at the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio with WITY. I'm Brendan Easter, and a little bit away from all the action, I found the Horse Barn and Kevin Miller. How you doing today, Kevin?
Not too bad. How about you?
Doing well myself. So how long have you been taking care of horses?
My whole life, basically, 45 years.
Just something that you grew into?
Yeah, I grew up with horses.
The family's been doing it for a long time then?
Yeah, I've got a couple cousins that have been in the business for a long time. I just grew up with horses, so I've been around it my whole life.
Walk me through a bit about how you prepare one of your horses to come out for one of these shows.
It takes about 3 or 4 months. You have to start with jogging miles, and then eventually you just keep training, going a little faster and faster, and then you get to the speed you need to be, and then you can start racing them. It's about a 4-month process, probably.
So do you raise just horses for racing, or do you raise them for other shows? Or
just for racing.
Is this the only place that you're racing this year, or have you been to other county fairs, or are you going to other county fairs?
I've been to pretty much every county fair in Illinois so far that has harness racing. I race at Hoosier Park and Hawthorne Racecourse in Chicago.
Going to the state fair later this year then?
Yeah, we'll be there.
So harness racing, what's that like for you?
It's just kind of a family thing or whatever. Like, it's something that your whole family can get into, and the young kids and everybody can be around horses and learn how to take care of the horses. And even the 5-year-olds or whatever, if their horses broke good enough, they can jog them and stuff. Pretty easy for people to get into.
So this is something that you train the next generation, for example, on?
Yeah, there's a lot of families that are 5, 6 generations in the horse business.
So with all the different breeds of horses, are there any that are particularly easier to train with?
Not necessarily. Standardbreds are pretty easy to train. Thoroughbreds are high-strung horses. They're a little tougher, probably.
Are there any that you find to be faster than the others overall?
The thoroughbreds are faster horses than standardbreds, but you got all kinds of different speeds in the standardbreds too, depending on if you got a stakes horse or if you just have a county fair horse. Or like, there's gonna be good county fair horses that are fast too, but they're not usually as fast as a stakes horse.
So are there different events at county fairs based on what kind of breed of horses for?
Yeah, it just depends on what you're staked to. I mean, no, they're all standardbreds. It can be trotters or pacers, but it depends on what you're staked to. That kind of depends on the purse and stuff like that.
So looking back on the money side to this, I imagine raising a horse is no easy feat.
No, it's not that hard or whatever. I mean, it takes time and everything, and it's a process, but it's not that hard, really.
Is there money to be had at these fair events, then?
Yeah, you can make money, but you kind of got to do it the way I do it, where I take, like, 6 or try to take a trailer load of horses when I go to a fair, because it's too expensive running up and down the road with 1 or 2 horses with fuel prices and stuff. The fairs, you pretty much got to take a trailer full if you're going to make any money doing it.
Is that standard? Does most people who bring horses to show, are they always bringing multiple horses? Or
That probably just depends on the individual. But for me, like, I try to make it worth my while if I'm going.
How many are you raising at home, then?
Train here at the Champaign County Fairgrounds. I'm from Arthur, Illinois, but I come up here every day and train the horses. We've got 12 horses in training right now. We've got 5 of them racing out here tonight.
So for the other 7, do you have plans for them down the road? Where would they be going?
Yeah, a couple of them just raced at Paris, Illinois last night. One's in at Hoosier Park this week. We just kind of got them wherever they fit, where we try to race them, where they can make the most money.
That makes sense. And different horses are better specialized for different things. And also, you don't want horses racing multiple days in a row. I would imagine that would wear down on their stamina and their bills, right?
Yeah, the horse will tell you what they can handle and what they can't handle. So you just kind of got to read the horse or whatever and go from that.
And is that some kind of skill that you developed over the years?
Yeah, basically, or you just used to, I mean, just part of being a horseman or whatever, you kind of watch the horses and they'll tell you what you need to do, basically. If you need to slow down in training or something like that, if they get a little sore, you got to slow down and stop with them or whatever you need to do to keep the horse happy.
No two horses are the same. You're not going to find one horse that trains the same way every time. Do you have any memorable moments from training?
Basically, just when you win a big race or something, that's more exciting or whatever than anything. As far as training, yeah, some of them are different or whatever. Some of them train easier and better than others, but that's just kind of part of the daily work or whatever.
All right, well, Kevin, thank you for your time, and thank you for talking about your horses with me.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
And stay tuned right here to WITY for continued coverage of the Champaign County Fair.